Wednesday, June 26, 2019, at 1 p.m. in the Gene Birch Building in Fossil, Oregon. We'll start right out. We have a quorum, so we'll start right out with the introductions.
Joe DeBolskis, Sherman County.
Brian LeBlanc, Day Wireless.
Steve Lynn, Day Wireless.
Kathy Dorn, City of Palm Beach.
Brenda Potter, Wheeler County.
And Marty, Wheeler County Judge, and on the phone.
This is Liz Farrar from Gillen County.
This is Steve Schaefer.
This is Jim Deason. And that appears to be everybody, Judge Moore.
Okay, thank you. So, are there any additions or revisions to the agenda?
I need to state on 4.6, I do not have the proposals finalized for the Roosevelt, so we'll need to push that to the July, or the next meeting.
Okay, we can table that one. Anything else? Okay, we'll open it up for public comment. Anyone have any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move right on down to financial matters. Start with number 3.1, review and accept monthly financial summaries for May 2019. Board members reviewed your financials?
Yes.
I incorrectly billed Sherman County.
Is that a correction for something else? Well, I was correcting some old stuff that was on there.
Okay. Okay, I'm just curious, of course, anything that says Sherman County catches my eye. So.
I was cleaning up some stuff from 17-18 and some stuff from early 18-19 that needed to clean up for the auditors.
Okay.
So that's
probably
what that was.
Okay. Well, I'll move that we accept the monthly financial summaries for May 2019 as presented.
I'll second.
Been a motion made and seconded to accept the financials for May 2019. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried by all members present. We'll move right on down to item 3.2. Consider 2018-2019 Telecommunications Council invoices. Members, do you have Mr. Deason's invoices for 4 months? Any questions?
When are we going to see the next 4 months? That's Joe asking that question.
Oh, I'm sorry. As soon as I can, I'm still working on them. I'm expecting some changes back from my assistant today, and I will be sending them as quickly as I can get them finalized.
I mean, I don't know about you, Joe, in particular, but this is so far before we even took office. I don't even know how to, I don't know what was asked, basically, from early 2018. Of Mr. Deason. So I guess I don't have any questions because I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm along the same lines. There's a whole lot of this that happened before my time, so. I don't know where to start to ask a question. It's just information at this point. So
You know, these are things we need to get cleaned up.
Nothing reaches out and makes me nervous about it, then.
Don't have any questions, I'll entertain a motion.
To approve paying these, so moved.
I'll second.
Any been a motion made and seconded to approve the invoices for the telecommunications council invoices, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, let's move on down to old business. Item number 4.1, consider adoption of the budget resolution for fiscal year 2019-2020. We had our budget hearing a week ago. There was no public comment. With that, do we have the resolution, Brenda? You have the resolution?
I'm sure. I'll move to approve resolution number 2019-01, adopting Frontier Telnet budget for the fiscal year 2019-2020.
I'll second.
Been a motion made and seconded to adopt the resolution for budget resolution for fiscal year 2019-2020. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried by all members present. Then we'll move on down to 4.2. AOC report checklist, next step update on independent system audit. So,
I just put that on there because I wasn't sure, and maybe Day Wireless has an update on Inland and whether they started and kind of where they are with the audit.
Talk briefly about that. There was an email earlier this week, Monday, I think, Brenda, you can correct me, came from Inland to Brenda asking for a list of things. She CC'd me into that, and that's the first communication I've had with Inland regarding the audit. They asked for some access to monitoring systems, and one of the things that Day Wireless has recommended, I don't know that we've done it at a board meeting, so here it is officially at the board meeting, is that Frontier get a non-disclosure agreement with Inland before we share access to confidential, sensitive information with Inland. That's probably a good idea. Council should probably weigh in on that. Once we get that little suggestion, whether you want to or not, resolved, then we'll proceed with what Inland has asked for.
I think that's a good idea.
Jim, did the master services agreement that we approved, did that include confidentiality clauses in it?
Yes, Judge, it does. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Don Hull briefly when he got back, and before he took off again, he asked me if there was an independent NDA. I don't have any record of that, but there are confidentiality protection provisions in the master services agreement that I think would probably suffice for this. And I told Don that in order to trigger those, what we would need to do is have a service order, basically this audit be styled as a service order under the master services agreement. I suggested that to Don. He thought that was a pretty good idea. At the time I talked to him, neither one of us had seen any kind of written proposal or didn't know if one existed. So I guess to circle around is I let Don know that there was that could be covered by the master services. We would need at least something in order to reference that, and he was going to follow up with that. I I assume that was sort of in his wheelhouse for when he returned.
Anything else, Judge?
Nothing here.
Okay.
Sounds like I'll just...
Ryan, again, are we waiting for Dawn to come back from vacation before we get the go-ahead on this?
Okay, he should be back the first of the week. I think he was gone to Ireland for the, till the end of the month. We can catch up with him right at the first of the week and get something taken care of so you guys can go ahead and move forward on that.
Works for me.
Judges, I'm sorry, Judge Morley. I was just going to suggest if you have anything as far as a description of the proposal or anything in writing that you haven't sent to Don at the time I talked to him, he didn't have anything. Of course, that was several weeks ago, and I'm sure his inbox overfloweth at the moment. But if you have anything describing the proposal or something along those lines, I would suggest sending it to him. Again, I'm just, I think it would, a one page or less to incorporate whatever the project description, reference the master agreement, and that would give us coverage under those confidentiality provisions that are in the master. That's sort of the whole point of having the master. This is a perfect example of how it's helpful.
Okay. And if there's nothing else, we'll move right on down to old business item 4.3. AOC report checklist, next step process of establishing an organizational vision. Judge
Gerard? Yeah, so I just, this is my effort to keep us on our AOC report sort of checklist. So I just wanted to raise with you guys, I don't know if we want to set aside, maybe even do a work session, or if you guys have some interest in just talking about sort of our long-term vision for the organization, and I don't know if it might make sense to just, like I said, maybe schedule a work session where we could spend, you know, 60, 90 minutes just kind of talking about where we think the organization's going and start to look at sort of crafting that vision so that we're all on the same page. So I'm just throwing it out there to see if you guys have that interest.
Judge Pryor, this is Judge Dubulskis. Yes, but at some point I'd like to have that discussion more like in the fall or once we've been here just a bit longer. It seems like every time I turn around, I learn a little bit more. So I do want to have a work session, and I want to learn a little bit more. I spent the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I spent a day with Steve Wynn from Day Wireless at Juniper, learning what I could. So I'm not ready for that work session yet. Just give you a heads up where I'm at.
And it may make some sense, too, to wait until the independent audit is done as well.
Makes sense.
So I just, like I said, I'm just keeping it on the agenda so that we keep talking about the AOC stuff. So, but I'm happy to wait until the fall as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
so maybe the follow-up, I'll just kind of flag it and then maybe come September, October timeframe, I'll raise it again and we can maybe find a date that'll work sometime in the fall quarter.
We're going to have a work session on AOC checklist where this go through the whole report and discuss that and what we talked about originally, the previous board talked about and their thoughts on it. I do have some minutes that I can bring along from those meetings to get you guys a better idea of what was talked about and your decisions.
And I was, this is Judge Joe again. I was at that meeting and I'll dig out my notes that I took on the packet at that point and see if my notes matches Judge Morley's notes.
All right. Anything else on that? Okay,
nope.
We'll move right on down then. Judge, did you have something else? Bar?
No, ready to move on.
Okay. We'll move right on then to old business item 4.4, AOC report checklist, next step. Discuss requests for proposals for management services. Go ahead, Judge.
I was going to say, I'm just leaving that on there because it was something that was raised, I think, when we were over in Sherman County. And so I'm keeping it on the agenda. I wasn't sure what our next steps might be for that.
I think we need to hire a manager to take care of the day-to-day business. And I came up with a proposal that was put out for Mike Smith. I think that might make a template for legal counsel to kind of look at and manufacture something off of that. So that would be a place to start.
Yep, that sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah. As soon as he gets back, I'll get that sent off down to him and discuss that with him a little bit, if that's all right with the board.
That sounds great. The only thing I would ask maybe when we talk to him or when you talk to him is, I don't know, not seeing it, I assume that the original one was sort of geared toward an individual filling that role. And so I'm wondering if maybe the way it drafted is more open to allowing, you know, a firm or a company to help provide those services.
Okay.
I have the same thoughts.
Okay.
Can I speak to that?
Sure. Go ahead, Steve.
My concern with a firm or a company doing that is dealing with the public safety aspect of the system and working with state level interoperability councils and in cases of emergency or fires, just having one person who can make decisions on the part of the system, kind of like Rob Myers or Mike Smith did in the past with interfacing with those entities. I think it's important to consider.
Have one person in charge.
An executive manager, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think perhaps though a firm could be similar to how, I don't know how your guys', for instance, legal counsel works, but for our legal team, we have one sort of point person but there are multiple people within the law firm that have different expertise that are occasionally brought in by that sort of point person. I think there are models where you could have a firm that you're contracting with where you still have that one sort of main point of contact, but also are benefiting from having expertise from multiple people on the team.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on down to old business. Item 4.5, Cottonwood Tower site update.
Been working with Regional Solutions on getting us a bit more dollars for the tower, since we in our budget we thought we were going to need about $300,000 to finish this project, and we only had $197,000 left. So we put in for a Travel Oregon grant, which is $20,000 if we can get what maximum amount there. So that has been the focus this past month, is we're just looking for a little bit more money. And as far as the agreement with the landowners, it's just a formality. When Don comes back, we can have it written up. When he gets a little bit of his plate cleared off, we can just get it written up. The landowners, I just penciled a rough draft, and they were fine with everything. They just want to put something in there about access, so it's not going to be an issue there. But we're continuing to move forward on trying to get some money, and I am trying to track down our hut that goes with it. I'm not sure where that's at. Gary didn't know, so apparently I know somebody, everybody says there is one. So anyway, we're moving forward.
I just don't remember hearing that Frontier ever took possession of it. I remember discussing possibly doing
it. Yeah, somebody had a hut with this estate that had a hut that they were willing to donate, but I don't ever remember them actually donating it.
We went so far, because they were going to donate a tower, we went so far as to determine that wasn't suitable, and they're going to donate a generator too, I think, and a hut. And I remember one board meeting, Gary talking about where are we going to put it until the site gets built, and he has land nearby and was willing to let it set on his land. But I think that was just a plan, like, we could do this. I don't think you guys actually take possession. Obviously, he doesn't have it.
Yeah, or he likes it a lot. It's his she shed in the backyard now.
Well, it's like one aspect, so it'd be like delivering it twice, so that would be an added cost, you know.
Right. Right. So
it might have, in my mind, it would just sit wherever it was in storage with the state until we're ready to install it.
So we're partially waiting for Ryan is saying that he's not getting any update on the bid for the tower, so a little bit of the conversation was maybe we need to talk to Windwave or somebody else that can provide a tower and see if they'll give us a bid on a tower, is where we're sitting right now while we're waiting to see if we can get some more grant money. So we are moving forward. It's not at supersonic speed.
Nothing yet. Any questions? Okay, we table number 4.6. We'll table until we get proposals for repairs for the Roosevelt site and the generator. So we'll move on down to business 4.7. Consider approval of the proposal for T-Mobile circuit. So I think there's a couple things we still got to hash out on that. As far as their ideas on how much downtime and what percentage of discount they would want if it was down for any length of time, right?
Yeah, one of the things that we talked with them about originally was the service that Frontier could offer them in Mitchell was not carrier grade, public safety grade to their tower.
At the high bandwidth.
At the high bandwidth that they're after, yeah. But we could offer them that speed on a best efforts basis, which obviously is better than nothing. They, several days ago, sent an email with a proposed SLA, which did not take into consideration the fact that we said our best efforts is all we can offer you. I would not recommend Frontier sign a contract at the SLA requirements that they're currently asking for. Now, this is not their last negotiation, all that, but we need to make it clear to them again that this is best efforts. We cannot comply with that SLA, and if they're unwilling to accept a circuit, unless we comply with that SLA, we'll have to decline doing that, because that could put Frontier in a bad situation. So, if the board's okay, I'll reply back to T-Mobile and state that.
Yeah, I don't mess with that. What they're asking for, I think, is pretty much unreasonable for what we can offer them.
Yeah. And if they come back and say, okay, that's fine, we'll accept your best efforts, then we can move forward with the project.
And I had Windwave give me an idea of what the connection would cost, the circuit, and they came up with $1,200 a month.
Oh, for the recurring.
Yeah, okay. Recurring monthly cost.
Great.
Still in negotiation, but we're working with them on that. Hopefully we can get something resolved here before too long on it. That's where we're at on that. And any questions on that?
Nope.
Hearing none, we'll, okay, we'll move on down to old business item 4.8. Consider approval of bake oven, tower site lease agreement with Day Wireless. You guys have that in your packet. This is, yeah.
Did Don have a chance to review it? I think that's why we had tabled it last time.
No, I'm pretty sure he didn't actually.
So that is why you tabled it, and I sent it to him, 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I understand he's on vacation for a while. I have not heard back from him, so I'm guessing he hasn't.
He hasn't had time to do it. Is this something we have to get done, or is it?
You guys can table that again.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. We need to have him review this. Will be a good deal for all the way around for, what, Jefferson County, too, as for the sheriff, emergency services, Wheeler County, and possibly some
Grant County.
And Grant County also. We'll go ahead and table that. Well, is there anything else? Okay, new business, item 5.1. Yeah, I don't see anything on there. So
nope, no new business.
Okay, so we'll move on down to new business, item number 6, Day Wireless update.
So the county side of things on the public safety system, there's a Eastern Oregon interoperable radio study that just kicked off. It's a grant that was funded by OEM, I believe, awarded to ADCOM Engineering Company. And they are surveying the radio systems in 6 counties, of which Gillum and Sherman County are involved in it. The other counties are Hood River, Moro, Wasco, and Umatilla counties. And I had three meetings yesterday with their consultant and Sherman Emergency Services and Sheriff, and Gillum Emergency Services and Sheriff, to review how they operate normally and interoperate with other agencies and partners, as well as coverage gaps and wants and needs, and also what's going well. So it was, they were good meetings, and I think, you know, Frontier Telnet has the radio switch that provides the system and the communications for Frontier Regional and all these counties, Sherman and Gillum. So I think it's well positioned to possibly provide solutions to some of these gaps and wants and needs that come up between, you know, from Hood River to Umatilla, possibly improving the interoperability. I gave their consultant a tour of Erskine, and then we went into Frontier Regional Dispatch in between the meetings we had during the day. I know the Gillum County users were talking about some coverage gaps, you know, Rock Creek and Lone Rock, and most of that area, Cottonwood, came up a number of times. We have a plan for that. Sherman County has some coverage gaps along the Deschutes River at the mouth of the Deschutes, and also kind of on the south end into the Tie Valley. So those are things that are going to be a part of this study and survey, and whatever engineering comes out of that.
When is this study slated to be done?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I imagine with this going through the 6 counties and trying to process all that information, it's going to be a couple of months or quarters. But let me find that out for you guys.
Well, I'm starting to put together in my mind how to go about that Deschutes coverage, and looking across the river and seeing those towers up on Haystack,
yeah,
and finding about who do I talk to, so that if the study was finished when I started to address that, then be just give me some ammunition.
So facts. I could get you in touch with the consultant that's working, I'll give her, contact info to you and make sure you're part of it.
Yeah, I got a question. You're down the line, if they conclude their study, I wonder if there's gonna be any grants available there.
That's part of the reason for the study is they'll provide a plan for the counties, and by having that plan, it enables, creates opportunities for grant projects. So I, part of my duties with CalMed and also taking care of those users, it's part of that discussion.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Keep up on top of that one.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I think the switch is perfectly positioned, to, do all kinds of things with this outcome.
Let me bring on some more users onto the switch.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, especially your neighbors on either side, Wasco and, Moore County. I think, we had the power outage yesterday morning too, so yeah, yesterday was like a 3:30 to 9:30 day for me. I missed all these meetings, but, nothing, we should probably bring up the generator.
Yeah.
Okay, if you wanna take. So we had the power outage, it's really been the only one recently since the last board meeting, but none of the core sites went down. But I responded to the Kent site because we have a chronic generator problem there. But anyway, no issues from that.
So on the subject of the Kent generator, that's a generator that you guys bought, that was 2 years ago or somewhere around there. And it was installed and turned up by Alternative Power, who's done all the other generators, all the other sites. And when we had our first power outage, it didn't work. So we called him and he came, took a look at it and checked something and found that it was a part or something that he needed to get. He's been completely non-communicative with us. In that, we've had several power outages since then where we keep a portable generator there so the site doesn't go down. So maybe Judge Morley, if I give you his phone number, you can lay a little heavier hand on him than I can. Because you paid him for that generator and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, so, if you can give me his number. And
absolutely. Okay. Okay. I'll get you that.
Okay.
I met with the folks over at Six Shooter Ranch last week, I think it was, talk about their internet out there and the Wheeler County project to improve internet service. I think we're all on the same page there. They're really easy to work with, so we'll be moving along with that this build season, getting the internet upgraded there, which will also in turn extend Frontier's internet network to the ranches in that area. The landowners in that area. That's about all I've got for you. Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. The fiber coming into Condon. I think there was discussion during the budget committee about whether Frontier's hooking into that, how Frontier's hooking into that, whether there's going to be a charge. I just need to know, am I hooking into it, and if so, when? And who do I coordinate with?
I don't know if any plan to hook into it right at this time.
I have a
proposal.
Well, that'll be brought up at our probably regional 911 meeting, and then they'll be discussed there.
Oh.
That will be hooked into the 911 dispatch center.
Okay.
It's my understanding. So.
Okay. All right, then I'm just going to stay in a holding pattern then.
Yeah.
Got it. Now I'm done.
Okay. Is there anything else? So you got any questions for these guys? Judge Farrar, do you have any questions for Day Wireless?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else? No, nothing else. We'll go ahead and set our next meeting date right quick.
Well,
I'm wondering, we have our 911 meeting and community corrections meeting on the 16th of July. Do we want to just try to sync those meetings?
Yeah, my only concern with that is Don Hull going to be able to get back up to speed on this in that length of time?
I don't know.
Scheduled in the same week. I mean, it's I don't know if the couple days would be that big of a difference.
No, so
I have it penciled in on the 19th for some reason in July. Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't either.
Somebody penciled it in there.
Well, we're getting together on, I mean, obviously we're all on the same boards for 911 and community corrections on the 16th. We also have Tri-County Court on the 24th, if we wanted. Just trying to save drive time for
everybody. Yep.
Where's our Tri-County Court being held in Morrill?
Condon's holding that one.
That's as good a day for Frontier Telnet as any. That'd give Hall almost a month.
Yeah, that would. The 24th?
Works for me.
That'd be fine. Well, we can host it in Condon.
Okay.
After Tri-County.
Okay, so Tri-County Court will be at 10 and our Telnet meeting at 1?
Works for me.
Works for me.
Okay. Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks.